It's been a fabulous week, and I've computer coding. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about that. It's going to be exciting though. Taiwan special. I'm going to talk about computer coding and talking with. I don't want to say too much, but there's a young man here in his mid-20s, and yeah, he's been on his own like almost half of his life, and he had some interesting things to say about code. It just, that was interesting. We'll talk about that in the Taiwan special this week, but coding, you know, this is interesting. I keep talking, you know, badad.one, as I've said, it's up to go, but, you know, every single week it's going to be done. You know, last week, I know, here it is. It's like every single week. It's just, what is it? Every single week, you say that it's going to be done. It's about ready to be done. And then it's another week. It was all done. I had the video tutorials shot. You know, you shoot video. I'd already done the video. I'd explained how to use every single aspect of it. I demonstrated the whole thing. And then I said, you know what? This needs an API. Now, what's an API? I'm going to tell you what an API is, and I'm going to tell you why it's important. This is inside the coder world. I'm the coder that lives in Taiwan. And what is computer coding and brand design, and how's all that work? An API, it was an application interface, or maybe application, API could be referred to as by whatever people want to call it, but application program interface, application protocol interface, application interface. You know, UI is user interface. You know, the pretty window on the computer and the clicky-clicky, yeah, that's user interface. Okay, you're the user, you're interfacing with a computer. Application interface is how one computer program talks to another computer program. You know how you're using those apps and like you log into Facebook and tell Facebook to log into Twitter, and then you got to log into Twitter and tell Twitter that it's okay for Facebook to log into Twitter, and that Facebook said that Twitter's okay to log into. And okay, that's all API. Behind the scenes, there are ways that Facebook talks to Twitter. If Facebook talks to itself all the time. Click this, that happens. That's one part of Facebook talking to another part of Facebook. But if Facebook does a clicky-clicky and has a way to talk to Twitter, and Twitter does a clicky-clicky and has a way to talk to Facebook, that's application interface. They're talking to each other. And usually an API has like a little set of instructions like, this is how to talk to our application. Okay, so an application is software, for those of you in Reed Rapids, like a program, like Minds, the game, or the card game, that's an application. Or the video. Did you know that when you watch a movie on your computer, that the movie player is a program? Did you know that? Yeah, it is. For those of you in Reed Rapids who needed to hear me say what everybody else already knows, but you just need to hear them be told. So what I did was I decided, like, I thought about this. It's an advertising network, right? Well, advertising networks are supposed to be able to work with many different applications. So I have I've written it this week. I still have some parts yet to finish, but the interest, it's really, really interesting thing, something I noticed about this. As I wrote this API, literally, I don't want to say any bad words. So let's not say bad words. Let's say words like Vimeo or BitChute or, I don't know. I guess we could say Twitter. But that's borderline bad word, Twitter. I don't want to say other bad words than Twitter. But let's just say BitChute and Gab and Vimeo. They could follow the very simple instructions I've got for badad.one and connect it with the login. Like, you could own ads, connect with the login, and then you're making money putting those ads into your BitChute account on your BitChute page or your Gab page or your Vimeo videos. I've written the back end for that to work. Now there are still parts of it. Like there are chunks. Like I gotta do this wing and I gotta do that room and I gotta make this addition. There are still pieces that need to be done, but the foundation's done and the bulk is built with the roof on it. Still gotta add and build the garage, so to speak, and another wing. But you know, to the complex, the compound. The interesting thing is, this just fascinating inside baseball. I'm gonna tell you the inside baseball, and then I'm gonna tell you why this was important, why this needed to be done. I've spent probably, I'd say it's 10 times as much time. It's 10 to 1. I've spent 10 times as much time, energy, creating lines of code just to make it so that a user, someone logs in, can manage their little corner of the API. You know, you got an API, you got to log in and set some settings for your version of the API. You know, you always got your account settings. So API also, you got to log in, have an account and API settings. Just making it so that people can log in and manage their little API settings has taken 10 times as much code and time as just making the IP work itself. That was really interesting to me, that the majority of the code is simply in making it so that people can log in and see their API, create a new API project, change it, delete it, manage it, all making sure that it's secure, that some hacker isn't going after it. That, just making that work so they can manage it, took 10 times as much time and code. Isn't that interesting? You know, making it so that it works with people is where the bulk of the effort is. And that's one of the things. It's in computers, you've got the computer working, but then making it so that it can cooperate with people. That's the big one that eats up all the time. Anyhow, the other thing, why this was important, I could have done this in a phased rollout. It's called scalability. Some people, what do they call it? I don't know. There's a fancy term for it. But I call it scalability. It you know, a business needs to be scalable. If the business shrinks, then you sell off, you sell property, you downsize this, you close that, and you the stuff that you're spending money on is appropriate to the business you're doing. If your business grows, it's very easy to add a wing here, add something over there, and then make it grow. Scalability. It can get bigger, it can get smaller. You got a plan for that. Well, I could have said, I'm just going to start an advertising network. People can go on it and do ads. And then they can embed their ads in their web page. I'll just start there. And then later on, when it gets bigger, I'll offer an API. Here was the problem. You know, that could be wise in some people's opinion, but here's the problem. A product has to be good. In this case, it's like a service. The product is the advertising service and what it gives people. A product must be good enough to sell. And an advertising network, it needs a lot of people. You've got to have advertisers and you've got to have places to advertise. And you've got to have ways to advertise. You've got to have a whole bunch of things in place. So in that case, trying to do simple advertising, people embedded on their blogs, but not an API to talk to things like BitChute and Gab. Like that would be like trying to have an airplane take off with only one wing. So look, you can add two more engines to the two engines you already have. You can add a second engine to the first engine you have, but you can't fly an airplane with only one wing. Some things are not a matter of scalability. Some things are a matter of solvency, of buoyancy, of being able to generate the lift that you need. So from the beginning, I wanted everyone who ever saw this to say, yeah, you can embed the code, yeah, but you can also plug it in to like BitChute or Twitter or something if they want to write the apps for it. I wanted everyone to know that from the beginning in order to make it quality. Exciting week ahead. See you tomorrow.